Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sometimes I sit in dark places and I think to myself, am I the only one that thinks this way? Does this only strike me? I don't know. And then I think, well, you got your own radio show. Throw it out there to the folks out there. Find out if they see things the same way that you see things. You got a 50,000-watt radio station that you're on. Ask them. They'll know more about it than you do. And I go, yeah, that's probably a good point. Today I come to you with a specific question. And I think it's one that we have to be careful how we contemplate, but I hope you will appreciate the spirit of it. Ryan Hartman from the Minnesota Wild flipped the bird the other night. Yeah, during a fight, an altercation, an NHL melee, if you will. And he got fined, as you would assume that he would, $4,000. Fans started to pour in to pay his fine. And with social media, this can happen quickly and take on a life of its own, right? I get that. I understand that. But I don't think that we should be funding player misconduct. Of all the things that we do, and I know what you're going to say. I know some of the blowback is, hey, it's turned into a great story because now it's at $25,000 going to the children's hospital. I get that, but I don't know that that was the intention initially. And I don't think that we should be funding indiscretions from players or misconduct from professional athletes because we get caught up in the fanaticism of the moment. I think we send the wrong message. And I know some of you are going to say, ah, you fuddy-duddy. Yo, fuddy-duddy. But I always hate to see something that looks like we are supporting in some way, shape, or form a miscalculated decision. And Ryan Hartman has paid his fine. He's not taking any of the money, any of that stuff. It's all good. If you've heard Ryan Hartman on this show, you know he's a pretty straightforward guy. But that's not my point. My point is, do you think it appropriate for fans to come to the defense of players just out of a passion and enthusiasm and wanting to get involved in it and start sending money to help pay for fines? I don't think so. But maybe I'm missing the point. 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. I understand with social media we have power and we have things that can happen quickly and they can be organized quickly and all that stuff. But I would hate to see us go down what I would consider to be a slippery slope when we start financing bad behavior. Not to say that you don't forgive and forget what Hartman did, but I don't like to see it when people start to back up and fund what is by all accounts just a bad decision by, in this case, Ryan Hartman. 651-461-9226. I think that it sends the wrong message. I think that we don't want our kids to think that that's funny, because they may misinterpret it and they might say, well, he flipped him off, so therefore I can do this in the game. I can throw an elbow. I can do whatever, because look at the way the fans respond when the bad boy comes out. Maybe I'm just taking this thing too seriously. I don't know. But as the amount of money mounted, and God bless them that it's going to the University of Minnesota Children's Hospital and all that stuff, I thought to myself, I don't know that this is a direction that we should be going, because especially with these playoffs coming up, I mean, they didn't do anything for Patrick Beverley, did they? You know, $30,000 for one, $25,000 for another. Maybe they did. I don't know. Maybe there's a fund for that too. I don't know. But when I see things like a GoFundMe page for someone that has breast cancer, and I say, that is wonderful. Or a GoFundMe page for a family that can't afford their medical expenses, I think that's wonderful. But I don't like a GoFundMe page for somebody that flipped another player off and now they want to pay his fine. And yet at the same time, you could say, well, that's ironic. Because you are the one, Max, that's trying to rev up the fans, and by extension of being a sportscaster, you need fervent fans that really get into it. And so you should be the one that steps up and says, I'll throw some money in the pot because this is the way we do it in Minnesota. But I can't get there. I can't get there because as I look at it, I say, I don't see where this is a good decision or good things come out of this going forward. Even though you can say, well, it goes to charity, you don't know that. When you step up, you don't know where that money is going to go. And I would hope that some of those same people that said, if I've got money to throw to support a hockey player that has an indiscretion, I hope that some of those people say, you know, if I've got that in my budget, I've probably got some money to spend on, I don't know, my church, my synagogue, whatever it is, the neighbor down the street that's suffering, whatever it is. I hope that we don't go in that direction. And I hope that I'm not taking this too seriously. But every time I saw the reports on it, I kind of get that pang in your stomach where you go, something doesn't feel right about this. 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. We accept your texts and your calls. We prefer your calls. Let's go to Dale in Bloomington on line one. Dale, you're on Sports to the Max.
Hey, how are you today?
Good. How are you, Dale?
Good. I'd have to say, you know, listen, I understand your point. I understand that it probably wasn't the classiest thing that Ryan Hartman could have did. But, I mean, just like all sports, hockey's made for the fans. And, you know, and if that's however the fans feel is how they feel. And if they feel that it was appropriate or that Kane deserved it, and they want a set of money, I think that's perfectly appropriate. I mean, it's a game for the people and the people's fault.
You know, Dale, you make the point that I thought a lot of people would make, and that is, people can spend their money any way they want. If they want to defend a hockey player in a fight, they can defend a hockey player in a fight. That's none of my business. I get that. I guess what I worry about is I don't want a young kid to think that bad behavior is okay because look at this. This guy did that and people paid money to help him out. I don't want to go down that road. I don't set the moral code. I'm not the moral compass in this town, to be sure. But I just see that as a touch concerning that people will jump to his defense that quickly on something like this. Does that make sense at all to you, or am I way off base?
That does make sense. No, it does. And you know, me and Julie do watch it, and it would be bad if, hey, well, that's the thing you do. I see it in the pros. I mean, and honestly, like I said, it's not the classiest thing I've seen Ryan Hartman do. That said, there's different circumstances, different situations. If this happened every night, he did it next time, I doubt the fans would jump on the bandwagon to support him. I mean, it's a very specific situation, and certain things happen. And, you know, basically he was standing up to a bully, you know, and even though he's much smaller. And I think that point getting across that you can protect your friends, you can stand up to bullies, would also be a positive thing.
Yeah. I hadn't thought about that. There is nothing more invigorating than watching someone stand up to a bully and win, is there? Dale, appreciate the call. 651-461-9226. Maybe that's where I missed the point. maybe the point was people said he wasn't going to take it anymore from this guy. And as a show of support to people everywhere, they said, this is how much we believe that you shouldn't take it anymore when somebody tries to bully you. And contributing some money to the fund is our way of showing that we stand up to other people. Maybe I'm missing the point. And maybe that's the point that people want to make loud and clear. That this is not an issue of we're fanatics and we just want to give money to the player and get close to the player and you know, feel some piece of the team. Maybe it's because people thought he was being bullied. And there is nothing more motivating than helping out when someone's being bullied. 651-461-9226. Let's go to Mike in Minneapolis. Mike, you're on.
Hey, Mike. I'm looking at this from another angle, too. How much is his contract worth every year? How much money does he make?
I don't know what his number is. Is it 1.5 million, something like that? I don't know.
I'll guarantee you that it's way more than pretty much everybody who contributed. I mean, to pay his fine for him, that's like me going and picking up his lunch tab. Why would I do that? You know, these people are rubes.
Well, well, in fairness to him, he didn't ask for the money, and he paid the fine out of his pocket.
He didn't.
You know, so.
No,
in fairness to him, he has nothing to do with this, other than his conduct on the ice. But it wasn't his intent to do this. But that's, I guess, was the point that I was making earlier. Is if you fund this, what message are you sending?
Yeah, exactly. That too. Yeah. I mean, that's rewarding bad behavior is never good. Because it just encourages more bad behavior.
And it encourages it with other people.
Yeah, absolutely. And I didn't mean to say that it's his fault in any way that any of this money started coming to him. But these people who are sending it to him, I can't afford to send money to him to pay his parking ticket or whatever, or this fine. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
It doesn't feel right to me.
Nobody's going to pay my parking ticket.
No, I hear you, man. And I've got one sitting on my dash right now that I'm going to fight tooth and nail because you know what they did to me, Mike? They gave me a ticket, and clearly the meter says that they only enforce until 6 o'clock at night, and they gave me a ticket, and it was parked there at 9 o'clock at night. You know what the problem is, Mike? You know how hard it's going to be to call and get put on hold and how long you're going to have to wait to get somebody on the other line? That's what they do to you. That's what the system does to you. And it wears you out, and it drains you, and it makes you realize why people don't want to come to downtown Minneapolis.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Okay.
I can tell you a story about them taking my boat once. It took me 2 years to get my money back. Once I found out that the city had it, I had to go and bail it out from the impound lot. They lifted it over a fence. It was in a yard. Anyway.
All right. Well, that sounds like a show for another time, but thank you for your call, Mike. 651-461-9226. Now, that's injustice. When they give you a parking ticket, and clearly the meter says that you're not in violation. Now, let me add one more thing to that. If you come to downtown Minneapolis, well, you know what? I'll save it for after the break. But when we talk about diverting funds in the wrong direction, the Ryan Hartman Fund and the Bird Fund, I guess they're calling it, and funding anything for the city of Minneapolis may be in the same camp to me. I'll explain exactly what I mean when we come back. Join in if you like. 651-461-9226. This is Sports to the Max. Welcome back. Sports to the Max. News Talk 830 WCCO. Your home to Timberwolves basketball and Twins baseball, and we got a lot of it. Twins win today 8-4. More on that in a bit. Trent Tucker's going to break down the Timberwolves and the Memphis Grizzlies series. Dina Kicker, former Boston Red Sox pitcher, will talk about what it's like to play opening day at Fenway Park on a day like this. We'll ask about Byron Buxton's injury, if it could have been avoided. and a whole bunch more, all coming up on this show. Bill Robertson will join us to talk about what it's like for these professional teams when they make the playoffs for an organization, because he's in the middle of it for three different teams, major league teams, three different sports that made it to the playoffs, and he runs the USHL as the commissioner, and they've got their playoffs coming up. My point is, we got a ton of good stuff coming up for you. We always do. It's WCCO, for crying out loud. The question that we have right now, though, is should fans... is it prudent, is it setting the right example to pay Ryan Hartman's fine for misconduct, even though eventually it ends up in, I guess you could say, the right pot, that it's going to Children's Hospital at the University of Minnesota. Still, that wasn't the intent. The intent was to pay his fine. And in societally speaking, not that we make the decisions, not that we're the ones that get to decide, but does that strike you as a touch strange and maybe not healthy going forward for our kids? Let's go to Willie in Wayzata. Willie, you're on Sports to the Max.
Hey, Mike, it really doesn't surprise me with the GoFundMe page, because you're dealing with extremely passionate fans. And if you look at that situation, it caught traction for two reasons. Number one, Kaprizov gets hit. It was an absolute cheap shot.
Yep.
And about two other guys before Hartman jumped in on Evander Kane, who, by the way, if you look at the guy's history,
yeah,
got a lot of character flaws.
We got some issues going there on and off the ice, huh?
So, you know, you've got people that don't like Kane and think he shouldn't even be in the league. I mean, I don't even want to say what, you know, if you look at the history, well, you know, a loaded gun to his child's head, really?
Yeah.
And you're still in the league? Kind of embarrassing for Edmonton to pick this guy up.
Yeah.
There's a reason he was cut from his other team. And hey, it's the fans are passionate. You run at our best player. You know the NHL, Mike. When you run the best player, you're going to pay the price. Hartman looks like a hero defending one of his buddies, and this is how it caught traction. So it doesn't surprise me.
No, I understand why it caught traction. I just don't think fans should feel obligated to pay money. They've already paid money to watch the game.
Well,
I understand why it would be an easy, low-hanging fruit, and people want to do something, and they want to get their 2 cents in, pardon the pun, but it's not more than a metaphor in this case. But I hope we can dial it back a bit and say, you know what, I have some money laying around, but I'm going to give it to my little league team.
Yeah, I just think it was one of those situations. It was Kane, it was Kaprizov that gets hit. I mean, Mike, his ex-wife gave money. Evander Kane's ex-wife gave money to the GoFundMe page.
Wow.
Yeah.
What is that?
There you go.
What does that tell you? Yeah, thanks for your call, Willie. Appreciate it.
Okay. All right. Bye.
I get all that. I do. I understand it. You're pissed off and you want a piece of this, especially if this guy is somebody you don't like. I just don't think you have to do it with your pocketbook. I don't. I think, you know, there's lots of ways to spend money. But like I said, it's your call. It's not mine. I always hate it when people tell me how to spend my money. Every day when you get up, from the time you get up in the morning to the time you go to bed at night, somebody's trying to pick your pocket, directly or indirectly, right? Because they're telling you where to save. I don't like telling people how to spend their money. That's their business. I just get a little bit concerned, and I wanted to broach the topic. Now, back to the bigger issue. So they set this up in downtown Minneapolis many, many years ago, so that at certain parking meters, you can't park between 4 and 6 o'clock. The reason is they want traffic flow so they can get cars out of town, the commuters out of town, and the traffic will flow onto the freeways freely, and so you want it less cumbersome on the streets of Minneapolis. Point well taken, right? Well, guess what? The last couple of years, there hasn't been a lot of problems with traffic flow in downtown Minneapolis because there's not enough people coming to downtown Minneapolis to work. However, they still enforce the meters that you can't park from 4 to 6. Okay, now, it's not just that they will give you a ticket if you're there between 4 and 6. It's that they literally have tow trucks lined up waiting. So when the bell strikes 4, even though there's no disruption to the traffic, which is the spirit of the law, they've got tow trucks waiting there to tow your car, my car, whoever's it is, off, because they're in violation. Technically, they're in violation. I get that. But the spirit of the law is, the reason that they have it is, so that they would have traffic flow. They have traffic flow whether they're parked there 4 to 6 or not. It's a greed grab from the city of Minneapolis. And that's BS. you shouldn't have to tolerate things like that. And then to see these vultures, these tow trucks just lurking and waiting, and they can't wait to tow your car. I don't know if they're on a commission or not, but it's almost like it brings them great joy. And, you know, boy, putting a little bit more on the city of Minneapolis coffers, that's what we need. And we know how good they are about spending that. That's a group that I want to have control over money. And not to mention the inconvenience of you have to go down to the impound lot and buy your way out and all that goes with it and the disruption to the plans you have that night and all those things. But to do it when they know they're in violation of the spirit of the law. I'll tell you what, I'll take pictures of it one of these days and post on Facebook. These tow trucks that sit, and as soon as the bell strikes four, they're right there to get your, and you might not even be aware of the law, but what do they care, as long as they get your money. We come back breaking down the Grizzlies and the Timberwolves with a guy that's been a world champion. Yeah, I think he knows a little bit about the playoffs, huh? Sports to the Max at WCCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.